Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a special weekend edition of Channel Panel with Dr. Catherine May and our family Christine, Company of Heaven, and some special guests. We're so looking forward to this call. Just a little paperwork before we get started with our channeling. For those of you who would like to listen on the phone, we have a start meeting number for you. We haven't given out in a few calls, so let's do that. If you'd like to listen to this channeled message on your phone, call this number, 701-801-1220, and then hit the ID number, 856-768-151, and the pound key. And you'll be able to listen in addition to the internet connection. And if you are, for any reason, not getting our New Earth Times newsletter with our channeled messages, make sure you do that, and we can get that right into your email box when it comes out. Go to www.whoneedslight.org and hit the sign-up button at the top of the page. Give us your email, and you'll be able to get the latest edition, hot off the press, right in your email box. You can also find our messages and follow along on our Facebook page on Who Needs Light. And this is Meg. I'm your co-host for the show. I also have a Facebook page with anybody who would like to keep track of the latest in some health information or get some messages back and forth between us about anything that you're going through. I'm happy to help in the field of alternative medicine. And that is wisdomwithin-MegDavis. So welcome to everyone listening around the world. And with that, we'll say hello to Catherine and Christine and start our wonderful show.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Oh, hi, Meg.
Hi, this is a very special show we've been asked to do. And I'm just going to begin with a couple of small notices, too. I got a message, a letter from a friend through email, and this, I think you're going to like this. This is the latest message from Betty Riley. She says, "Hi, dear ones. In my meditation this morning, I felt strong urging in calling for a new action. This one being harmonic unification in the understanding of the meaning of done." "We can laugh and we can cry as long as the end result is true." Cheers and blessings from Bet. So she really hits it on the head at times, because that's what this show is about, relief and the harmonic unification of the feeling done. So we're going to have, Archangel Michael is going to do the frequency report today. So I just want to introduce this by telling everybody what it's been like for us for the last few days. So this frequency report is for all of those who may have woken up this morning feeling like a turd. That'll get past the sensors. Well, it's been pretty dramatic the last few days, these frequencies. They've told us to, just as we always do, be transparent. So, Christine, as many of you know, we do this little intro in the beginning because we have new people all the time who don't know how to get to the website and so on. But the other thing that people might not be aware of is that Christine is crying right now because she's in pain. And she's also thankful to be here with the company of heaven, and Michael is helping her. So the last few days, the frequencies have gone to the highest level yet, to the point where little Che is trying to dig a hole in the mattress to get his head in it. Christine has looked like death all week and is in terrific pain because she's the one who is really the point person for this project, which is not just to experience the frequencies, although that's the prerequisite. It is to experience it the way everyone out there is experiencing it, and then some, because she's very sensitive to these kinds of things. And every moment of the way, we are recording, and oops, Che's eating chocolate. Oh, no, that wouldn't be good. Although chocolate really does help with the frequencies, but I don't think it'll help a dog since they're allergic to chocolate. Caught him just in time. All right. So probably our little firefly, the cat, will come to join us because she arrived a few minutes ago and started meowing because Mother's energy was here. And she recognizes Mother, having been with Mother very recently. So anyway, back to Christine. She is experiencing, recording, asking always for dispensations for all of us to bring help and comfort to all the light workers and others, of course, who are really suffering from this punishment that's being handed out by the last gasps of the few cabal leaders that are left. We do know that there have been quite a few who have resigned their positions and come to the light just in the last few days, and we're very glad for that. So they have vowed to shut this down, as have Mother and Father, that this is not going to go on, and that the most important thing right now is that we all join together, hold hands, walk through this together, and the floodgates of prosperity are going to open, as Archangel Michael has said, and drench every being on earth with abundance, joy, and freedom. And today's call is about the relief we feel at this being done. So, I see Christine's coming back to life. Michael's here. The color comes back in her cheeks, and she can take a deep breath, and she'll try to do some channeling today. It always feels better for her, too, when we channel. It's not just fun. It feels comforting and energizing, and that's always a good thing. So Michael said he would be giving the frequency update today, so he's going to do it in more detail. But I have been told we can share with you exactly what we're experiencing. For me, before Michael begins, for me, I can tell you it started this morning with a raging headache. And most of the time, the feeling like you have the worst hangover you can ever remember, and exhaustion and nausea and other, you know, intestinal problems. But ringing, of course, in your ears. But what I've felt just in the last 24 hours is the hammer over your head and nausea and tremendous weakness and fatigue. So if any of you are feeling those things, never fear. It's only frequencies. And these will end. And now we're here to celebrate. It's being done. And we were told by the Company of Heaven to have this show and to present the title, Oh, What a Relief It Is. So we know something really wonderful is right here in front of us. So I'm going to turn this over to Christine and Archangel Michael. Are you ready? Okay, here she goes.
Oh, hello, everyone. It's Christine, and I'm so grateful to be with you today. And rather than stepping way back inside myself to just allow Michael and the Masters to come through, Michael has asked that I also remain very present so that you can feel the genuine experience that I'm going through, which is so exactly like what's in your own way, what so many of you are going through. I tell you, there's no sense of anything but hang on, family's here, triumph, and yet these moments are difficult. We never highlight them to turn into them as a given reality. We highlight them so that we can say plainly, this is what has been. And now we set that aside and we step forward into what will be together as one, one family, one loving family. So I'm fulfilling Michael's request as I stay very present here. And he's here as well and is so full of warmth and tenderness to speak to us all today. So as I stay close, holding hands with you, I'm Christine, and I put out my hand for you. I understand. I see you in the night. I see you in the long hours. I see you as we make choice after choice to raise up together. I also want to say before I give it over to Michael that there is nothing about being a martyr in these projects. There is nothing about being a martyr in my role. It's just about putting my hand in the hand of Mother and Father God and stepping through beyond what I can see, following their gentle instructions to wrap this up in the fastest, most elegant, most loving way possible for all. I always say, Mother and Father, I'd sure like this to end. The moment, it's the highest good for all. So even though you hear my tears and the strain that it's been, I want us all to just hold each other close. Because truly, there's no suffering as long as we're stepping forward together into what we have already created, into what has already been promised, into what already is so. Our sweet, sweet life in the easy days that are in front of us now. And what the Company of Heaven wants to say with this special show is that they can already be here. We just claim them in the center of our heart and rest there as the events unfold. Okay, so with that, I'm not only bringing, Catherine has an announcement. Here we go.
Well, as we were writing the title for this, there wasn't enough room in the title to add Ashtar's name. So I said, well, sorry, Ashtar, we're going to have to bump you from the list. And he said, oh, that's okay. I'm coming as Michael's special guest. So I don't know what he has in mind right now, but Ashtar's here too. And, you know, we skipped the little introduction that tells people what all of what's coming, in case people haven't read the description. Meg, would you like to do a little rundown of who we're expecting today so that people know what's coming? And while Christine catches her breath, and then I'll give the phone back to her and Michael.
I sure will.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have, of course, Archangel Michael coming with his very special guest, Ashtar, and we'll let them choose what order they want to do. We also have, this is going to be very interesting. I haven't heard from this being yet as well, I don't think. It's our friend Gridstone, and I'll read what they wrote about that. From the American desert will come and speak to us on behalf of the many kingdoms that are participating with us during this project, cheering us on during this chaotic last wave toward the release of prosperity programs. So that's going to be interesting. Our beloved brother, Saint Germain, is going to come with a special message and emanate and transmit to us the feeling of abundance and celebration. And then our brother, Sananda, oh, this is fun, is coming with our Arcturian brothers and sisters, and they're going to be offering a soothing, nourishing, and revitalizing healing for our tired bones. That's what they wrote. And a special healing designed just for us so that we may continue our vital missions at this time. And then our wrap-up will be with Mother God. Father, of course, is always with her. And wrap up with our comforting blanket of love. And all designed to help us feel uplifted and ready to devote ourselves to this important phase and transition on our journey. So that's what we have in store for us today.
Thank you, Meg. What fun. Yeah, I don't know how Ashtar's going to get his report in. Maybe he'll just, he and Michael will speak together. Well, I'll leave it up to them to decide. They like to give Christine a challenge at the last minute. Okay, so we're not necessarily going to do it in the order that you just read. We'll just let whoever feels they're ready come forward. They have a program in mind themselves, so we'll see what it is. But here comes Archangel Michael.
Hello, beloved family. I tell you, we in the council insisted upon this extra show because your efforts have been so spectacular. And by that, we don't necessarily mean outlandish or overt. We mean every single bit of your efforts, within and without, to hold the light at this time, to fulfill your destiny, which means your mission, at this time. We have promised to have your back at every turn. And this show is just one more way of showing you that we do. Now, let's talk about the frequencies. And let's talk plainly. Now, as my beloved Christine has said, we're not talking about it in a way that encourages us to focus on the power of the frequencies or any such thing. What we are doing is revealing plainly that this is what is going on, and to be informed as light workers on the front line, as you all are, if you are listening to this now or on the archives, that you be as informed as serves you so that you can continue forward valiantly, unfettered, smoothly, wondrously, step by step in the creating of the fulfillment of your mission, which isn't a set script. It was a goal that was understood by you and by all of your family as we wrote it together while you were on this side of the veil preparing to incarnate for this lifetime. It was a goal that we would all be surprised and amazed at how you would fulfill it with your creativity at the time. And I will ensure you this, no one disappoints. Quite the opposite. So right now, I tell you that no matter what the unfolding events look like to you, from where we sit, it is not only a tremendous success, it is the total and complete bridge from you to home, here with us, with Mother and Father, which is really what endeavored to do in this lifetime. So you see, there's no wrong way. And there's only one ending to this story, as we've told you so many times. This story ends in glory. That means every part, your part, of this story ends in glory. Now, let's talk about the frequencies in a really open and plain way, the way we would if we were all at the breakfast table together, sipping coffee or herbal tea and having a warm, hearty breakfast full of love and delicious food and sunlight from the first light of the morning. This is how a family would talk about, all right, let's talk about the frequencies that are still going on. Let's give the report of what's up. All right. Yes, we want you to know that they are more intense than ever before. We're not speaking now of the personal attacks on frequencies, although some lightworkers are still, per their contract, experiencing individual frequency attacks. They have all the support they need to come through them. No one is at a disadvantage. Everyone is supported fully. But what we're talking about now are all the major quadrants of the Earth being continuously assaulted with frequencies that are not of love, harmony, peace, joy. Now, to name them, we could go on and on. What's important to know is that however it shows up for you and those you see around you is how the frequencies are impacting. For example, if you are suddenly short of patience with your children, or for somewhere suddenly you're yelling at your partner, or you are depressed and you can't explain why, you're sad beyond explanation, you are exhausted to the point of feeling like, how will I make it through this day? You are weary. Anything that is your area to transcend towards ascension in this lifetime is where you will personally feel it the most. And when you look out across those you love in front of you or those you interact with, you'll see it in them even more easily. You'll see that their particular so-called weaknesses is where they respond the most. It doesn't even seem like them, or it seems exaggerated. This is what the frequencies provide. The frequencies, let's take an exaggerated case. The shooters in California and the crowd that was shot. It's easy to see how the frequencies may take a role in influencing the shooters to go ahead and lose their grip and become violent enough to shoot. No doubt they were predisposed by medication, diet, training, which we could also call abuse, and many other things. Now, let's take another look, though, at the crowd itself. The frequencies predispose the environment to also allow the violence, the imbalance, the upset to take place. Perhaps those involved couldn't respond what would be their normal, quick response. That's a result of the frequencies pushing on them as well. You cannot overestimate the role that the frequencies are having on Earth at this time. However, at the same time, in the same breath, I must say, you cannot overestimate the impact that the light workers, that the collective of humanity, in each and every choice towards compassion, peace, goodness, laughter, tenderness, awareness, much more do these counter the frequencies. So it's not as though we are simply at the mercy. This was the program that was designed to finally cull humanity. It was designed, the frequencies are able to give heart attacks, strokes, cancer. We've explained all this in the past, especially when you begin to couple them with other programs that the cabal put in place, such as the many toxins in our food, water, air, from chemtrails, on and on, along with the cabal psychic network sending messages that make the feelings of the frequencies take on actual thoughts as well, thereby becoming even more potent. We tell you this. One simple choice for you to take a deep breath, to be gentle, to be easy on yourselves, to be loving towards others, to say simply, where did that come from? I can't believe I responded like that. That's not what I meant. I meant to say, oh, hey, no big deal. I'm sorry. I love you. The power of this far outweighs any frequency that can ever be sent to you. It's why we take care to explain to you right now so much of what is going on. Christine is right. She's in a particular mission to not only feel and define the frequencies, but to call out for help on behalf of humanity. And each of you have this opportunity to do so as well. We've many, many times over the years through many channels explained to you, when you get a thought that is destructive, dark, evil, it's not your thought. And in the earlier years we said to you, where is that thought coming from? Now we say to you, in the same way, these feelings that are so upset are not your own. Well, how can we say this? Because who you are is pure love. You are freedom itself. You are peace itself. You are joy in a body. Yes, of course you've had experiences that would tell you otherwise. That's why we're here now. surrounding you with our love, reminding you that actually you have never and will never be that which is destructive. It was simply an experience. And we reach to you and sing to you to reclaim your own heart song and to stand up and say, I am a child of Mother and Father God. I am love itself. And therefore, I can recognize what every thought, every feeling, every assault that is not me, truly me, because it is upset, it is degrading, it is scary, it is fearful, it is uncomfortable, because you truly are none of those things. I too, with Christine, stand with you and say, let's all take hands. Every archangel, every master, every galactic high dimensional being is present now, right now. We're saying, how about let's make, Christine is saying, how about let's make a human galactic, giant circle where we all hold hands. So take a moment now and reach out to the hands next to you. They are Christed beings, meaning they live from the fifth dimension and many much higher. They are here to support you right now as you valiantly head into this phase. And what is this phase? Well, my brother Saint Germain will come soon and tell you. It is the phase of prosperity. But before he comes, let's make our circle. And who is there in the center of the circle, ready to love us all? Yes, indeed. It surely is our brother Ashtar. We love to kid each other. We love to joke. But feel the reverence in my heart as we welcome our Ashtar. For he is the living example of love, freedom, and protection in all moments. He is so steady, so good. So let's turn our attention, our big, big circle. Look how shining we all are together. We couldn't do it without you, and honestly, not you without us. We are one. This is what this means. Let's turn our attention and our shining hearts. First, take a quiet moment to feel what Ashtar is emanating towards all of us. For he is connecting with Mother and Father God, and with the Earth, and with his mission, and with his fleet, to give us a special transmission of peace right now. So Ashtar, we turn quietly to you for this moment. Speak when you are ready, dear brother. Salut, family. I am your Ashtar. How could I possibly add words to our Michael's blessing? I will tell you this. I've discussed it with Christine many times. What is a frequency? Everything in reality is a frequency. A frequency is the address in your dimension. It is the address of something in space and time. So a frequency of a candle exists at the candle frequency, And then you get more specific from there, a vanilla candle, a burning candle. And the frequencies get more and more clear and specific. It is simply the address in your reality of where something exists. Whether that something is something you can see, feel, and touch, like a candle, or a thought. That's why we tell you to be aware of your thoughts. Because it resides at a frequency. And if that frequency is upheld and enforced by enough of you, it becomes part of the fabric of the reality. So innately, we are not to fear frequencies. This was just a weapon that was created to try to stop you at this time. And instead, our precious boots on the ground, Catherine, Christine, and others, are identifying it and saying, okay, we see what this is, and we don't allow this here. We displace it with love. We displace it with awareness. We displace it with light, with mother and father, with care towards each other. In fact, we'll even use it. When these frequencies press on me, how do I react? Oh, I see how I reacted there. I bet I've got some work to do there. I'll go peek at that and see what that has gifted me with. Right then, in all these different ways, you turn this frequency weapon from what it was intended into a gift. Now, all we ask is that you stay in your heart and hang on. You think that's not enough because you are all so stupendous. You are all such warriors of love and light. We ask you right now, stay in your heart and hang on. Hang on to each other. Hang on to the truth of love. Hang on to the bright days that are unfolding even as we speak. You're not in this alone. There's only one way to cross the finish line, which is the beginning line of the new golden age, and that is together. Now, Michael and I gratefully hand the talking stick to our Saint Germain, who will speak through Catherine. But before we do, I ask Michael to join me in the circle. He is actually my brother, you know. We want you to feel how present we are for you, how our vow stands to step through this with you in every way. I am Ashtar, and I speak now for myself, for Mother and Father, the Galactic Federation of Light, Michael, the Archangels, all the ascended galactic beings present. What an honor that is to say that mouthful. We don't just tell you salut. We embrace you and hold you dearly as we tell you, you are not nor never will be alone. We are with you. So together, let's begin. We love you. I am your Ashtar, and I am your Michael. Namaste.
Thank you, Ashtar. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Christine.
Hi, Meg. It's Catherine.
Hi.
Well, they've just said that Saint Germain is coming, and I also feel Sananda here. So, let's see who'd like to come first. Saint Germain. Okay. I'm also seeing, I'll give you a little heads up, that Sananda and I are going to take you to the Arcturian ship, and we'll have a healing session like the ones that we did last year that were so wonderful and exciting, where everyone got to go to the ship and have a special healing treatment. So, okay, looks like that will be close to the wrap-up. We'll do that. So Saint Germain's going to come in next. Did you want to say something, Meg? I could feel you with an idea in your head. Or a feeling in your heart. That might have been it.
A feeling in my... Yes, it was. I have been taking my family of furry family up to the Arcturian ship every day. And along with just asking all the masters to come. So this is... I'm so glad you're doing this with Sananda, because it's such a gift to be able to remember to count ourselves in. Sort of in tears, because it's so relieving and it's such a gift, and we should claim it with every breath for everyone we know. You can count anyone in. Just think of them there, and they're there. So even if you have some friends that you're seeing or family members that are going through some emotional or some physical things, just ask their higher self to bring them right up to the ship, and it's really helpful for them to help us through these times. So thank you, Catherine. This is going to be lovely.
Yes, and the same goes for this gathering. You can call in other people's higher selves to help them to join with us and to get used to this wonderful feeling of friendship and love and family. So even if they're not listening to the shows, you can invite them in their higher selves and their essence, and it will get through to them. So this way we can expand the reach of the love that everyone feels here. All right, so I'm going to step aside. I was intending to keep this not too long show, so let's see what Saint Germain has to say about prosperity and abundance. Hello, dear friends. Yes, it's I, Saint Germain. And oh, what a day it is to be here with all of you in this fabulous and enormous circle, holding hands with you, seeing the light, oh, the light. We create a pillar that is enormous. It would be, if it were in three-dimensional terms, you would say it was blinding light from all of us together. But of course, for us, it feels enveloping, comforting, nourishing. It is the nourishment of love that we share. Now, I agreed to come and talk with you a little bit about abundance and prosperity, because it's very important now for us to expand what that meaning feels like to us, what those words mean. Abundance and prosperity is not really about money or wealth. It is a state of being. It is a state of existence. And in the higher realms, it is the agreed upon expression of life. This is what we're toward, all of us, creating it on planet Earth, every moment with every breath. We are moving toward a state where everyone on the planet will breathe this sense of oneness, of joy at being together, and of celebration. As I stand here in this circle, beaming my love on all of you, I ask only that you receive it, that you take my love into your hearts as Michael and Ashtar and Catherine and Christine and Meg have already asked of you. I offer you the frequency of abundance and prosperity. You'll feel it in my energy. This is our gift to you. It is the natural expression of mother and father's love. The feel of it is plenty. Plenty. Plenty of everything you have ever needed or wanted. Plenty of love. Plenty of friendship. Plenty of support and encouragement. Attentive care for whatever need may arise. We are there for you, beloved ones. There are no limits to the amount of love we can provide for all of you. There are only the limits that you have put on it yourselves. How much you would agree to absorb, how much you thought it was appropriate to receive. Well, time to leave all those things behind. There is no hair shirt in the higher dimensions. There is no sense of suffering or lack or want. Feel the richness, the essence in the air when you absorb and then generate for yourself. The essence of what abundance and prosperity really means. Prosperity, well, many of you think it means living in a sumptuous environment with luxuries around you. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's pleasant and enjoyable. But the real sense of prosperity comes when you look around your table and you see not only beautiful heapings of tasty foods and delicious drink, but smiling faces looking back at you. The ones who love you, the ones you love with all your heart. This is prosperity, beloved ones. The presence of others you admire and respect and adore. This is abundance. It goes beyond any physical or emotional feeling. It is the essence of love. And the appreciation and acknowledgement in your own heart that there are no limits to the amount of our love and abundance you are willing to receive. That is all we ask, that you allow us to love you in a way that is unlimited. Look around you in this circle. The beaming bright faces everyone here capable of great love, a great sense of service and mission that we share together. That, beloved ones, is abundance. The company of so many beautiful, delightful, creative light workers. Those you can count on, above and below. That is prosperity. And now together we raise our hearts as our dear Betty said in a harmonic unification. Now it was very funny that she used the term done. There is a sense of that in what we're doing now, because we are walking through the great doors beyond which we will feel only abundance and prosperity. Behind us lies the terrain we have just come through, the three-dimensional experiences, the hard work, in many cases, the great pain that you have all experienced in those previous days and years. That is all behind us. Look forward together with us. We move into a new life, and we come together. And from here on, as you walk through those great doors with me, know that it will never be the same. You will never go back to those painful and dark times. You need not even think about them. When they cross your mind, you look at them with a smile and say, yes, we learned a lot there. And now we have moved on. It's no longer real. It's no longer our life experience. Our new life experience is that of abundance and celebration. And we will look forward with great anticipation for every new day that can bring to us greater and greater feelings of plenty, companionship, love, and such great pleasures. I look upon you adoringly. Feel the essence of who I am. I am the one who came here to represent abundance and prosperity for all of us. Now, I offer that to you as a wand, as a crown, as a cape, a mantle. Wear it, all of you. Wear it with celebration and delight. It is my gift to you. I love you without end. We need new words, you know, because without end has the word end in it. We will develop a new language a new word for endless. It is our time. Namaste, all. I am your Saint Germain.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Yes, and this is Catherine, and next we have Gridstone. I'll give you a little introduction. Christine has shown me the picture of Gridstone. It's a large, upstanding rock in the Nevada desert, whom she became close friends with during a long stay in Nevada when she would hike in the desert. And Gridstone has often come to us since she's been here in New York, and he speaks as a representative of all the kingdoms. But I'll let him tell you about that. I just want to give you the picture of Gridstone standing in the sun, looking very regal and solitary, but connected to all around him, reflecting a great amount of light. He's here now. All right, Christine will bring through our friend Gridstone.
Oh, hello. It's with tremendous excitement that I say hello to you. Yes, I am Gridstone, a representative of the kingdoms of Earth, where we reach far into the crystal center of Earth herself, of Terra, and up through to the crystalline grid, which extends into infinity, as the grid of being of the new age and all that is to come and beyond, made of the substance of Mother and Father's light. Yes, Christine is our dear friend, as she would perform tasks that the company of heaven assigned her out in the lonely desert of Nevada. She would hike far out into the desert hills and perform activations, simple instructions to anchor the light, to do whatever the company of heaven asked. And there we met in the desert. And as I've said, I'm merely a representative of a voice for the Council of Kingdoms of Surface Earth. And I tell you, we are brimming with excitement with one message to you today. We are all on your side. We are all on the side of Mother and Father, of love, of comfort, ease. Please know and understand that we hold deep frequencies of the original intention of the goodness of all. And yet we have the capacity to identify and even experience the painful frequencies that are being artificially released across Earth at this time. Pay them no never mind. Instead, come to us. Step outside. Put your feet on the ground. Ask the ground, the trees, the stones, the flowers, the weeds, the grass, the gravel, any and every part of what you see around you is made up of the kingdoms of Earth. And I genuinely and heartfelt come to announce to you that we are all with you. Please, please call upon us. We will bolster you. We will cheer for you. We already are. We will enable your ease. We will enhance your comfort, your relief, Relief is the feeling we get once we're all across the finish line. Will the kingdom speaking to you now hold the gifted ability to hold the frequency of what is across the finish line in this moment? So when you connect heart open with us, you will connect with the congratulations, the celebration, and the relief of the day one, one in your own heart. And anything that does not match this, you will easily let go with a bit of laughter, perhaps a tear, and gratitude for a lesson learned and experience had. Once more, I say to you, the kingdoms of earth are with you. Dear lightworkers, dear humanity, we are with you. I am bestowed with the voice of us all, these kingdoms upon earth, the devas from the deepest sea to the greatest mountain, kingdoms you know of and you have never even imagined. We are all here. In one voice, saying, we are with you. Fear not. Continue forward. Call upon us. We are, without failing, with you in every step. Allow us to serve you now more than ever. I am Gridstone. I will come again with the permission of the Company of Heaven and Christine and Catherine. I love you. We love you. We stand ready at your side.
Thank you, Gridstone. Thank you.
My goodness. What an image. What an army of light. Light beings all over the planet, all over the universe are lining up to support us. That was beautiful. Thank you, Gridstone. So reassuring. All right. Well, I think next is Sananda is going to come and walk with us and show us the way to the Arcturian ship. All right, Sananda, I'll step aside and you can speak for both of us, for all of us. Yes, we have, this is Catherine, I'm going to also remind everyone that we're going to the Arcturian ship, which is in the fifth dimension, parked right here above our atmosphere. And there we will meet our beloved teams, healing teams. But I want to remind you that every one of you has an Arcturian healing team who are working with you and standing by, but they do want for you to invite them to help you, because that gives them the latitude to do much more to help us. So our delightful Arcturian friends are here as well, and let's turn this over to Sananda, and I'll let him take us and describe to us what it's like to all go together to an Arcturian mothership.
All right. Welcome, Sananda. We're so looking forward to our journey. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it's I, Sananda. Oh, I'm so looking forward to this. You know, there in the archives, on Blog Talk Radio, there are many, many recorded programs where Catherine and I went with groups to the Arcturian shifts every week. It was on Sundays, and they are all there. I'll ask her to look up the dates, and we'll announce it on the next show so you have a reminder of where to find those. There were many, many of them, and each one different, each one focusing on a little different physical ailment or malady or psychological issue. And so there's an enormous library of information there for all of you. Now, those of you who are with us in those days, we welcome you, and you will recognize and feel comforted, I think, by revisiting our beautiful friends, the Arcturians, on their ship. So we are already, having made this circle, we're all ready to go together. Feel yourself within the pillar of light that we have all created. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself just easing into the feeling of abundance and celebration that our beloved Saint Germain so beautifully painted for us. The frequency of, well, we need a word that goes beyond healing or wellness, which all of those things imply injury or sickness. Robust health. That's what we are feeling. A celebration of joy in every body, in our physical, emotional, spiritual, etheric bodies as well. Now, breathe deeply, light up the diamonds in the center of your brain, in the center of your heart, in your solar plexus. Connect deeply into the earth, right into the center crystal of the earth, and then reach outward to Mother and Father. And so you are now a conduit of light. You see, when you do that, you are the rainbow bridge. You are the bridge from the center of earth to the center of Mother and Father's hearts. There is nothing more exquisite than to feel that and to know it. And there is nothing more helpful, nothing more positive that you can do to bring in the abundance and the prosperity for all than to be abundant. Abundant in your love, in your sense of peace, and the knowledge that we are all one. You see? You can feel it, can't you? Now, together, we're just going to let ourselves float upward, still holding hands, directly up to the beautiful, enormous Arcturian mothership. We step into the great entryway where we will be welcomed into the ship. It closes to hold us. And now the great doors open and we see the huge ship filled with light. And here are our Arcturian friends all joining, all coming forward to greet us with such joy. Greetings, dear brothers. Here are our close friends, our colleagues, the ones who are your teams. All are waiting to be of service in their beautiful and generous way. Now you see the circle. In this huge ship, there is an unlimited number of these healing couches. Just walk around the circle, find a beautiful couch to rest upon, and you will immediately be welcomed by your team. Ah, so easy. What a relief to be cared for, nurtured by our beautiful Arcturian friends. Ah, no one knows how to create the feeling of health and attentiveness and genuine care the way the Arcturians do. Now each of you find your place. You'll see your friends all around you, the Arcturians, the others, taking their places in this beautiful circle. And all of us, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Mother and Father, Catherine and Christine and Michael and I, will all be in the center of the circle. Oh, we have Serapis Bey and Sanat Kumara, all those masters. As each of you call upon the master you would like to be with you, they appear here with us. Oh, look at the numbers growing. Oh, everyone's here. Lovely. So we will be in the center. You're facing outward. We are here at your heads. And I'm going to walk around the circle. As I do, I will touch each one of you gently. You'll feel my energy, my love. And Catherine will come behind me, and she will help you to hold and seal and keep that feeling of completeness and abundance. It is not my energy that I'm giving you. I am just helping you to experience your own powerful and creative life force, and helping you as well to connect with Mother and Father. And so let us begin. As the golden light floods everyone, feel the gentle warmth. Your team, your Arcturian team, has their wands, their special healing tools that help to accentuate the healing power of their intentions. And they will scan your bodies and all of your bodies to see what help you need, whether it was a painful feeling that you want to leave behind, whether it's an old injury that may be hurting. They will attend. They will help you lift whatever pain, whatever difficulty you have experienced, so that you can leave it behind just let it evaporate and melt away. And now I move around the circle with such pleasure and excitement at seeing all of you here. So many of you. So many of you greeting your Arcturian teams. They are nearly beside themselves with pleasure and excitement at being called upon. You know, many of them have waited for thousands of years for this moment to be of service to humankind. They are your adoring brothers and sisters. They dote upon you. They truly wish for you to be joyful, serene, and deeply connected with one another the way they are. It is their pleasure. It is their accomplishment. It is what they ascended to through their many eons of work as souls. This beautiful sense of harmony and togetherness that they exude always. They think of themselves as a group consciousness, but they reach out to all of you to help you feel that sense of group consciousness and belonging that is their delight and their gift. They are scanning each of you, three or four of them around each of you, gently easing away old pains, helping you to replace those old pains with new feelings of joy and companionship. Let it be known, beloved ones, that you, all of you, will never, never again be alone. Of course, you never were, but you need never feel as if you're alone ever again. You can come here to the Arcturian ship anytime. You only need to create your pillar of light, move up it into the ship, and they will welcome you with open arms just as they do today. Now, as we move around the circle, you'll feel my presence. Yes. I am breathing the life and the light of Mother, Father, God. Breathe it in, all of you. Absorb it. Yes, that feeling of plenty, abundance, joy, the joy at being alive and together here at this wonderful moment on the verge of such beauty. You can see it, can't you? You see? When you look for the beauty, it emerges, it comes closer to you. When you anticipate the abundance, it's here with you. When you feel the sense of prosperity and the joy of giving to others, the anticipation of such friendship and celebration you will have as you share your prosperity with others. You see, when you feel it and see it and taste it, it is here. Our abundance. We are love. We are prosperity. We are joy. Let your hearts fill with that gladness of being together like this, one, completely joined by hearts that celebrate, acknowledge, joyfully dance and sing. It is our time, beloved ones. It is our time. Now, each of you have felt our touch, have seen the beauty as we see it. You see, for us, there is no beginning and end. The old melts away. And for us, the new golden age has already begun. We are well into the era of abundance and prosperity. You have only to awaken to it and join us. Now we ask our beautiful Arcturian brothers and sisters to bring their very special silver and blue light, the light of cleansing and washing away and easing and healing, that seals the beautiful health and goodness that they have given to you at this time. Yes, it is a relief, isn't it? Your bodies are tired. Your minds are exhausted. You've been stretched to the limit. We all have. Of course, we don't feel it the way you do in your bodies. But we know what that's like. You've been stretched to the limit. But you know, if you think of yourself as a slingshot or a rubber band, you've been stretched to the limit so that you will slingshot forward into the joy and abundance. You can fly. We are all celebrating together. There will be no one left behind. There will be nothing left unfinished. We will all sing together. And we love that Bob Marley song. Everything is gonna be all right. Now, pick yourselves up from this delicious bed that you've been lounging on in the ship. Stretch. Breathe. Greet your beautiful Arcturian brothers. They are wearing their special jackets today with the jewels and the symbols on them that show their special expertise, their special accomplishments. This is new for them to acknowledge their individuality in certain ways, but they're enjoying that as well because their sense of group consciousness is so thoroughly ingrained in who they are that they have just added this beautiful new celebration of creativity and expression. And they're enjoying admiring each other and acknowledging accomplishments, successes, joyful experiences, many of them in their healings with you. So allow yourself to be a beautiful example of the power of light. Allow yourself to be healed completely, to be eased completely. Go ahead, hug the people around you. Let them feel your gratitude and your friendship. And now we honor our wonderful hosts, the Arcturians, as we all move back through the great entry doors and onto the platform, where we will return back to the surface. But before we do, let us send our blessings, our love, down through that beautiful pillar to everyone on earth, to share this feeling of companionship, ease, comfort. Yes, send it to everyone. Let it be your blessing today from our hearts to all those who are not yet aware, all those who need this healing, who need this sense of comfort and abundance and joy. We send it to the grid so that it may emanate all across the planet and join with Mother and Father's beautiful, loving energies. Increase the power of it with our own intentions. Yes. It's raining abundance and joy on planet Earth today. Let us take hands again, move into our pillar, float back to your chair, your room, your place, but keep this higher dimensional feeling that you have been immersed in. Keep it. Surround yourself with it. Breathe that. And allow it to be the essence of your life. This is your life force. This is the being, the beautiful, creative light being you were born to be. We celebrate you. I am your brother, Sananda, and I send you endless love. Namaste, all. Go in peace.
Thank you, Sananda.
Oh, that was lovely. I liked going to the ships, those times when we did it every week, and now we can do it. We can do it every week again ourselves. We don't have to wait. What beautiful beings they are. Our friends, the Arcturians. All right. What do you think, Meg?
Yeah, I think, is Mother God ready to send us her final blessings, or do we have any other visitors?
Oh, we have lots of other visitors. But they're waving. Okay, we'll get our chance. And they're laughing. Of course. The gang's all here. You know, not only our friends, the masters and archangels, but also the higher selves of everyone who's on this call and everyone who's going to be listening to this call. We're all in this together. Nobody is being left out. So, yeah, it's a big crowd. All right, let's see what Mother has to say. Oh, we love having Mother come because the energy is so powerful and so sweet and loving. All right, I'm going to take a breath and switch channels here a little bit, although it's not very difficult, because when they come to us, they transmit who they are, and who they are is light beings. So it's like, you know, you're listening to the same radio and they're just slightly different channels, but what they bring is the essence of love and light. Oh, here comes Mother. And I think I just heard our little cat, whom Mother nicknamed Firefly. It'll be interesting to see. Whenever Mother comes, Firefly comes into the room and starts meowing. So we'll see if she notices today. All right, I'm going to step aside and welcome our dear Mother.
Yes. Welcome, Mother.
Beloved children, it is I, your Mother God. Ah, this is beyond abundance for us to have so many of you present and shining so brightly, turning your beautiful faces toward us. Oh, what a joy it is. You know, our dear Saint Germain not too long ago joked that, of course, it's a pleasure for us because for thousands of years we've been here sending you messages and nobody ever answered. And now all of you, not only answering, but accepting our love, allowing us to come to touch your hearts, to bring our adoring energies to you. And, you know, it even feels like a miracle to us when we feel your love coming back to us. There is no description in words that can tell you how joyful Father God and I are to be so close to you. So ready for this beautiful celebration together. You are creating it. In your hearts, in your minds, in your joyful outlook, your anticipation of great and wonderful things to come. Oh, yes, we see. we see the beauty that you create together. But of course, we are not fortune tellers. We watch with great anticipation to see exactly how beautiful your creations will be, how unique nothing is foretold in absolute detail. Oh, yes, we prophesied this time. Prophecy is just really a promise. We promised that the dark ages on earth would end, and would end now. Not in 2050 or in a few centuries from now or 13 lifetimes in the future along this timeline you're on. No. No, we promised you, and it shall be so. This is the time. Some of you have already walked through those great doors. Our beloved Christine and Catherine experienced this. Just this week, they each took their keys, they placed them into the great doors, and the great doors opened. Now, what does this represent? What does this mean for you? It means that where others have gone, you will go too. When others go forth into the new golden age to create the beauty that they're here to envision and manifest, they create an enormous wave of energy and light that makes your path brighter, easier. And as you pass through these great doors into the light and of abundance and prosperity, you increase the energy. And as Father called it a few weeks ago, you create a slipstream for those who come after you. This is what you're doing now, beloved ones. All of you who are listening to my voice, you are what some people have called the warriors of light. Of course, we're not making war. We're bringing peace. But you are the valiant ones, the ones with such great conviction and energy and faith. Yes, faith is really a truth in your heart. It's not a belief. It is a deep, deep sense of knowing. Of knowing that we are here with you. That all is well. That all of you be in prosperity and abundance. As Sananda said, it is your time. The time that melts away into joy and celebration. Don't think of it as leaving something behind. For whatever you have gained, whatever you have learned by these experiences, you will take the goodness of those lessons with you. You will take the goodness of the sense of triumphing over whatever was put in your path. You are valiant. You are heart strong. We love you. We admire you. We watch you as you go through your days with such courage. If you slip, you pick yourself up and you look deeply within and you say to yourselves, oh dear, what did I do? That wasn't what I meant to do. As Christine was describing, when you do that, you create an opening to something more beautiful. You create a sense of grace within yourselves. When you go to someone and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, I was off. I slipped, but I'm back. And I love you. Look how the energy rises, how the joy comes back to your heart. And in the higher dimensions, we cheer. We laugh. We feel joyful and so admiring. You have learned so quickly. You have moved so fast. And here I am, your Mother God, enveloping you, wrapping you in my love. Or as I like to call it, my honey love. Feel yourself. I embrace you, everyone. And oh, how I feel your hearts beat with love and light and affection and hope. Dear children, dear beloved, courageous, valiant children, we are with you. We are one. I am here with Father God. Together, we embrace you. Namaste. Blessed ones, namaste.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father.
Well, this is Catherine. I don't think there are any words that we need to follow that with.
Yes.
Oh, thank you all. Thank you, Mother and Father. Thank you, Michael, Gridstone, Saint Germain, Sananda, Ashtar, all the company of heaven. Thank you, Mother and Father. Oh, what a relief it is.
Yeah.
So until Wednesday, we'll have our regular Wednesday show, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So long, everyone, for now. See you in a few days.
Yes.
Everything is gonna be all right.